As I've said, in multicellular organisms, cells will group together to form specific tissues. Tissues can then group together to form organs. And there's a further level of organization where organs themselves can group together to form different systems, such as the digestive system, the circulatory system, and the respiratory system. So using our image on the left here as an example, the digestive system. This is showing the digestive system in humans, which is highlighted, and several organs come together, group together to form the digestive system, such as the stomach, the small intestine, the large intestine, the esophagus. So all these different organs, which are made up of tissues, group together to form the digestive system. On the right, we can see the respiratory system, which is made up of a different group of organs, which include the trachea, the lungs, the diaphragm, as well as the nasal cavity and the oral cavity. So these different groups of tissues and organs can group together to form systems.